Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Chuck Hagel, President Obama's nominee for defense secretary, is defending himself against critics who've zoned in on controversial statements he's made in the past about Israel, Iran, and nuclear weapons. The Vietnam War vet and former two-term Republican senator from Nebraska says he cannot be defined by a single vote or quote and insists that the U.S. must maintain the strongest military in the world and lead internationally. But at his confirmation hearing today before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Hagel faced a barrage of criticism about his past remarks on the Middle East. Senator John McCain zeroed in on Hagel's opposition to the surge of American troops in Iraq.
The question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
Well,
I would like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer
well,
on a lot of things.
Well, let the show that today. You refuse to answer that question. Now, please go ahead.
Well, if you would like me to explain why...
I would like an answer. Yes or no?
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no. I think it's okay. Far more complicated than that. As I've already said, my answer is I'll defer that judgment to history.
The Pentagon's Washington Post Pentagon reporter, Ernesto Londoño, has been watching the Hagel hearing and joins us now. Ernesto, we should note here that Chuck Hagel did vote for the war in Iraq, but he was very vocal in his opposition to the surge. What did you make of that exchange between him and McCain? Because Hagel really didn't answer the question directly.
Right, that was a very telling exchange. It was interesting that McCain, who a lot of Republicans look to for cues, started his line of questioning with Iraq, which is sort of a bit of a forgotten subject in defense and foreign policy right at the moment. It seemed like Hagel wanted very much to steer clear from a gotcha moment. He wanted to steer clear from saying, yep, I was wrong. You know, the record will show that I was wrong. He wanted to try to answer the question in a nuanced way and explained why he had reservations about the surge and why he thinks the jury is still out on whether that was the right strategy. And he had a chance later on to do so.
This is when I believe you're referencing Democratic Senator Ben Nelson asking him about the surge question in relation to his service in Vietnam. How did Hagel connect those two things?
Hagel said that every time you send troops into harm's way, you need to make absolutely sure that the policy is sound and that the policy is the right one for the United States. And the decisions to send troops into combat cannot be made lightly. So, you know, he comes with the experience of having served in Vietnam, which gives him a unique perspective on the issue. And he says his philosophy has always been that you can't make these calls in a fast and loose way and without really considering the policy objectives and whether or not they're going to be attainable.
And we have a portion of that very point he makes in this answer he gave to Senator Nelson.
I always ask the question, is this going to be worth the sacrifice? Because there will be sacrifice. In the surge case in Iraq, we lost almost 1,200 dead Americans during that surge. Was it required? Was it necessary? I'm not sure. I'm not that certain.
Now, Hagel had to answer other criticisms, like Republicans saying that he hasn't been strong enough in his support of Israel. What did Hagel say to that?
Right. Well, he came out very strongly today in defending his record as having been a staunch supporter of Israel and as being committed to Americans' alliance with Israel. And very much wanting to see that alliance go forward and wanting to make sure that Israel continues to be safe. The context of this is it comes after weeks of a very sustained and very bitter lobbying campaign. There's been an effort to portray him as being very soft on Israel and willing to compromise too much on Iran, wanting to negotiate with Iran, for instance, wanting to be soft on sanctions. This is a very important constituency in American politics, and I think the way he's being questioned and the amount of time lawmakers are spending on Israel suggests that they're concerned about, that if they were to endorse this nomination, that they could be become the targets of a similar campaign.
And Iran is another big piece of this hearing. And as you said, accusations that he's soft on sanctions, you know, questions about whether he's committed to keeping Iran from getting nuclear weapons. What has he said on the Iran issue?
He said that he is absolutely committed to keeping Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, and that in the past he has sometimes wavered on the question of sanctions and whether unilateral sanctions are effective. He says that that in the past, when he sometimes took positions or were at odds with some of his colleagues in the Senate, it wasn't because he didn't think Iran should be isolated or that Iran presented a clear threat, but because they disagreed on the right approach to the ultimate goal. But at this point, he's presenting himself as being very much in line with the Obama administration on its policy on containing Iran.
Ernesto, if you're willing to conjecture, is this a nomination you think will be confirmed?
I think it's fairly likely. I think he has weathered a lot of the criticism that came early on, and it didn't really escalate to a point of appearing to doom it. The questions he's faced today have been pretty pointed, but it hasn't been terribly combative. And I think what he has going for him right now is that, having been a senator, he knows a lot of these players very well. He has relationships, he has friendships, even with people who are being very critical today. And I think these relationships could go a long way when the senators cast their votes.
Ernesto Londoño of The Washington Post has been following the Chuck Hagel confirmation hearings for us today. Ernesto, thank you.
Thank you.